Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Teresa and America in the open. Today, we're going to talk about feeling guilty because people say they feel guilty, feeling guilty about being depressed, feeling guilty about feeling better, feeling guilty with mental illness and struggling with mental health problems.
Feeling guilty. Let's dive into that.
I'm really sorry I keep making you talk about feelings, but a lot of people ask us about their feelings, so this is our charge.
No, it's an important thing, you know. It's difficult to tap into your feelings if you've never really learned how to do that. And for many people, it's a good thing to start thinking about it, because without feelings, we can't really express what we're actually going through. So it's an important aspect of our journeys.
And guilt is interesting because it's a series of very specific kinds of thoughts and feelings, right? Do you feel guilty? Would you say that you feel guilt regularly?
It's
hard. Do you
even
know what guilt is?
Not really, because that's what I'm trying to wrap my brain around. Like, when do I feel guilty? When I feel like I shouldn't have done something that I did.
Yeah.
I'm more about situational for me. So explain to me what guilt means.
So it's funny because do we just toss around this word a lot? But when you have to stop and think about how it is you really feel, you're like, wait, do I actually feel guilty? What the heck is guilty, right? But so I did. I had to look it up and feeling guilty is when we basically feel bad because we've done something bad or we've done something wrong. So,
right.
You're describing
it's like situational.
Well, and most people feel like in certain situations, yes, if you did something, you hurt someone, what you feel right after is almost like regret, right? Regret that you did what you did. And so you feel guilty.
Okay.
But I think for people with mental health problems, like, we have a lot of guilty thoughts, which are like, I feel bad that I'm depressed. Like, I feel that I'm a burden to the people around me because I have depression, because I have sickness. This is true for people with chronic health conditions and chronic mental health problems, right? Like, or if, like, I think if something bad happened that you feel is bad, like you had to go become hospitalized or you had to take time off work, then people feel guilty.
Okay. The reason I think it's difficult for me to like tap into that word, one is it is thrown around quite often. The other kind of thinking around it is, for me, it relates to how you described it. Like, I did something, I said something, and maybe I hurt somebody's feelings, and then I feel like regret that I said something, and then all of a sudden, is that then the feeling that I'm feeling is guilty? I wouldn't call it that. You know, I wouldn't call it that. I'd be like, damn, I just hurt somebody's feelings.
But what is that feeling?
I don't know. Like, I would say regret. I'm like, I feel sorry that it hurt.
So regret, yeah. I feel sorry that I did something. And maybe guilt is different for people because that's where, like, okay, there's the behavior that you did and you feel sorry for what you did. So you feel regretful. But then guilt and shame are feelings like I feel bad because of who I am, maybe, you know, like you're taking it onto yourself, or it feels not about the event, which we feel like sometimes if we say sorry about an event, you can just let it go, right? That's what researchers say the difference between feeling guilt and shame is. Like shame, although I think shame and guilt are kind of the same, similar feelings, just depending on your culture. But it becomes a problem when it's internalized, where you're like, well, I feel bad because I am bad. Like, that's something you can't change as easily, right? Like, I'm a bad person.
So when you were describing a little bit around this idea, like, let's say if I have to get hospitalized or something, and then somebody has to take care of me or – has to put their life on pause to take care of me, then I feel guilty that they have to do that. Because
I feel guilty.
Okay.
Because I am a burden. I am a weight. Okay. You know, and how do you change that? You know, it's not like an event where you just say sorry, because it's not like depression just goes away or whatever is happening in your life just snaps out of it.
So, you know, I guess it ties really closely to shame, how you're describing it, because for me, there is this connection between you being able to really internalize whatever you're struggling with and like, I think about it like a little doll or something that you carry with you. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to accept it for what it is because I feel like I don't have enough value. But you wouldn't ever say that to yourself. It's just internalized talk that you take on. And it's like, I deserve this because I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's where the feelings of guilt and shame become the most damaging, is when you take it inside of yourself and you swallow it almost. You make it who you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it grows into something that's ugly that you can't get rid of, that you just can't get rid of, because it's not just like it's not just an action you did anymore. It just feels really, really big.
So how do you move past that? I'm trying to think about specific times in my life when I have felt this way, and it feels really crummy. You feel alone. You feel sad.
I think with mental health problems, like mental illness, and specifically with depression or bipolar disorder that lends itself to depression, right? Because I think whatever happens in brain changes that happens with depression and depressed thoughts, guilt is a negative thought that when you are depressed and your brain has a hard time thinking and feeling and experiencing positive things, that it's just so easy for your brain to go to that negative space. So for people who have depression, there's a process where you will feel less guilty when your brain gets out of the funk.
So let me tell you what I feel around these issues, and tell me if in any way it resonates with what you're saying. For many people, I find that, I'm going to speak for myself. When I find myself feeling guilty, it may be in many ways tied to my self-worth, because anybody else maybe in similar situations may not feel guilty at all, because they're like, oh, well, I need help and I'm going to ask for help and that's it, right? So people that can do that fairly easily. Then there is this other aspect of recognizing that you may have faults and you make mistakes, but not allowing for those mistakes to completely identify you. But I feel like in many situations, people who are struggling with their mental health end up defining themselves by these feelings because they don't have the tools maybe to help them move past these negative feelings. Does that make sense?
It does. I almost think that there are two things when it comes to mental health and negative thoughts, right? And negative feelings, is how much do you understand for yourself what's biological and what's environmental or emotion work that you have to do, right? So what I was trying to say is that before you talk about what a person can do in the work that we constantly do to challenge our thoughts, to ask ourselves where they come from and like what matters, I think before you do that, we have to acknowledge that for people with mental illnesses, our relationship with negative thoughts and guilt and feeling bad, that I'm a bad person and a burden, starts with the fact that our brains are not as able to, like, we just go there easily, right? I think Kelly talks about how it's just about how close it is to our networks to just reach out to those negative thoughts. And when you're in a depressed episode, it's just so easy to go there. And no amount of thinking is going to change that. For some people, they just need medications. Medications or biological treatment is the only thing that help them get out of that depressed thinking or guilty cycle. And they shouldn't feel guilty about that, because that is just your brain. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So like not feeling guilty about being depressed, because damn, we all have so many bad things to think about ourselves. Like, we're going to take that on too, you know? like feel guilty about something you literally have no control over, which is how your brain is functioning.
Yeah, because you take it on. I like when I think about what you're talking about, what I'm visualizing are like little soldiers in your head that are, you know, for many people, they're there to protect, like, ka, ka, you know, I'm going to fight off all these bad things. But if you're naturally more inclined to be in this kind of dark space and you don't have little soldiers that are going to help you ward off all these other things, then the bad things are going to slip in. And that's where I think guilt comes in more regularly. And then it feeds the monster that's like, oh, yeah, you think you didn't deserve this, but you did.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we get into this space of complete negativity that is just like, why even do anything if I'm supposed to deserve this, you know?
Right. And so for some, you know, for some people, once they don't feel depressed anymore, they'll notice, you can think back and be like, oh, I realize that when I'm in a depressed episode, I feel lots of feelings of guilt. But when I'm not in a depressed episode, those feelings or thoughts are further away. They're not as prevalent, right? And I think that practice of recognizing what are your common depressed thoughts and not depressed thoughts is helpful, because when you fall back into an episode, you can be like, oh, this is that depressed voice again. Like, this isn't me. I don't need to take this on. That is the process of learning to tell the difference between valid or real feelings of guilt versus feelings of guilt that come from having a depressed brain.
Oh, I struggle with this notion, though, that for many of us, and I speak for myself, in this idea of you being able to tackle bad ideas early on when you're kind of going through this and nobody's ever taught you, has given you tools or anything to help you counter these bad ideas, they just come more often. And it's until, I don't know what has to happen, whether it's in your brain or kind of situational, that somebody's like, hey, it doesn't have to be this way. And you learn over time how to help stop that negative thinking so that you don't get into this place of feeling completely worthless or ashamed of whatever you're asking for, experiencing, living with.
Yeah. And I think that changing those thoughts is kind of twofold, right? One is literally the practice of catching yourself when you're going down these thought processes and being like, stop, like that's not useful for my life. But the harder part is asking yourself, like, systemically, why do I think it's okay to beat myself up? What in my life has led me to feel this way? And are those things true? Like, am I not worthy? Or am I worthy? You know? And how much do we beat ourselves up and take on guilt where we become the person who is beating ourselves up so much more than whatever happened in our lives is beating ourselves up, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so common because trauma is so common. And I think when you've had pain in your life, it's so easy to go there, to that bad space where you take on negative thoughts and then you become negative thoughts and you beat yourself up and you just pick it up all the time. Yeah, the habit. And then it gets tied to your worth, like you're saying.
And that's what it is. It really becomes a habit that, like any habit, right? You either continue to just operate as if it's the norm, or you have to change.
Yeah. Oh, and this is probably good for the beginning, but like, don't you notice that when you're feeling guilty, and maybe when you're like in a guilty space or you feel like you're taking on a lot of guilty personality, that you apologize for everything? Like, that's probably a pretty good sign that you're feeling guilty, right?
Yes, that is a good sign. I don't do that often.
Really?
I'm not a person that is like consistently like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's really interesting because I think that, yes, I've had depressed episodes on and off, but early when I was feeling depressed and dealing with trauma and dealing with all this stuff, because I did not have a better sense of fighting those thoughts. Like you said, I apologized actively for everything. And that, or even if I didn't actually say it, I thought it all the time in my head. So I'm sorry I'm in your way. I'm sorry I'm taking up space. I'm sorry that, you know, yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you right now. Like, basically, I'm sorry that I exist, you know?
That's really, though, a difference in the way that you and I have process information and our experiences, because not that I don't ever feel sorry or I feel remorse for something that I've done. Not at all, right? But in my processes, never is the idea like, oh, I'm sorry for, well, I lied. Disregard, because sometimes I'm like, I'm sorry I'm the way that I am. Like, I'm sorry that I get angry, right? And I wish I could do better. And yeah. I'm sorry. Or I'm sorry that you're struggling because of me.
Yeah. Yeah, those damn, are feelings Teresa, of guilt.
God, that hurts so much.
Your turn.
Yeah, dude. No, that sucks. But I'm thinking, how do I stop that? And for me, it's coming back to whoever, mostly me, not the other person, mostly me, and saying, what's going on? What's going on that's leading you to have these thoughts more often?
Yeah.
And that's when you have to think about what you were saying. You know, are there triggers or something that kind of push you in that direction? And you have to learn how to recognize those so that you don't snowball.
Okay. And you know what else is interesting you're reminding me of is that you cannot overcome feelings of guilt or shame in a relationship, whether it's a friend or a partner or whoever, without being honest. Because I think sometimes when people see you apologizing or see you exploding, because that's normally the course of action when we feel negative thoughts, right? They're like, what is happening? Where is this coming from? And if they don't understand, because you don't understand, that makes yeah. relationships so hard. So you can't identify where this space comes from and that negative feeling and work on it with someone or through yourself if you don't yourself do the work to recognize where those negative feelings come from, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to be able to go through all of these processes on your own. You know, when you find yourself, I'm telling you, I'm such a visual person, right? So I think of myself like being in a room and I can talk to the walls and I can talk to myself. And I can make myself crazy because I can do that, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you have one more person that kind of sticks their head in, it's like, hey, you don't have to talk to the wall anymore. I'm here. And maybe they just listen to you and help you think through whatever it is that you're feeling. And that's that person, friend, partner, whoever it is, that helps you become like a mirror and says, dude, it's okay.
That is why when you have a partner, like my husband and I go through periods where he's well and I'm not well, or he's not well and I'm well, and we can do that okay, right? Like if at least one of us is well, because when I'm exploding at him because of my feelings of guilt, if he has the strength to be able to see it for what it is and not take it personally, then he could be like, dude, you're just having a bad time. Like he's saying in his head, she's having a bad time.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it personally. And I'm going to ask her, where do you think it's coming from? And like,
that's
the right question to ask, right? But if he's not doing well, which is a lot of the time because we're human, then I blow up at him. And then he's like, why is she attacking me? And whatever. And he's like, because I'm bad and I feel guilty, then I'll attack her back. And then it's just like an attack zone. You know? Like everybody feels crappy. Everybody feels guilty.
Yeah. I feel guilt is like, it's one of those slimy feelings because like if you feel anger, like anger for me is kind of like dark and monstery, right? But like guilty and shame is slimy because it's like,
it's also sneaky.
Everywhere.
Don't you feel guilt right before you attack and lash out? Because that's probably true for me. Like my husband will say something that doesn't mean anything by it. And then I immediately feel defensive. Like if I think that I say the word defensive, it's because I felt guilty that maybe he's right or maybe that I feel like I'm bad about something, and then my immediate reaction is to attack.
Yeah, there's a lot of value in what you're saying, because most often I think people react from that kind of gut check feeling first, and then they come back to understand if they're able, you know, in terms of processing their feelings, to be like, oh, yeah, maybe I wasn't in the best place for us to have a conversation, or the way that I responded to this could have been a little different.
Yeah.
But it takes talent. Like when you're talking about your partner in particularly, or, you know, somebody that's really close to you, it takes the talent to be able to look past whatever stuff you're spewing and being like, oh, it's not personal. She's just having a really bad day. Because I think most often people are like, what? What do you mean? You didn't, you know, X, Y, Z.
But then it brings you to the next level stuff. Like in that, where if I'm honest about my guilty feelings and my guilty habits and patterns over time, like sometimes the advice we get is like, oh, rah, rah, be better, you know, think better things and don't be so bad on yourself. But the honest truth, and sometimes what you have to do, is look back and go, okay, I feel guilty because I did do bad things, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the really hard stuff, because you go, crap, you know, my brain is telling me I feel guilty because I do need to be a better partner, and I do need to be more patient, and I do need to work on not being stuck in my own head, or taking better care of myself so I can be a better partner, or do the work to be not confident, but feel safe in myself, because it's not fair for other people to always have to make you feel safe. We also have to do work to feel safe so that we're not constantly attacking people because we don't feel safe and we don't feel secure and feel guilty. So that's the really hard stuff. It's like, okay, taking like a come to Jesus moment.
Dude, it's, I want to say jarring when you talk about it that way, because if you've never had anybody tell you, take time to think about where your feelings are coming from, then you have to learn how to do that. And that means that you have to create the space for it, and also be able to sit in your feelings and process. And that's the hard part, especially with feelings like guilt or shame or worthlessness, because they don't just happen out of thin air. They are a result of something.
Yeah.
So you get to this idea of thinking, what has happened to me? What have I lived through? And that, those are the types of questions you have to ask to say, these are the things that I've been through, have happened to me. And are these impacting the way that I respond to these situations now? The answer is yes. Always yes, because everything that's happened to you impacts how you're going to do something today. You just have to dig through all that muck.
Yeah. And you have to assess. So if guilt is feeling like you did something wrong, or if guilt is feeling like you are bad or a burden, then you have to ask yourself, did you do something wrong? Or did you just pick up guilt because you wanted to? Like you thought you saw it on the floor and you picked it up and put it in your backpack. Or did you do something wrong? And honestly, sometimes I think the thing that we do wrong is that we do beat up ourselves, and we're the attacker, right? We're the attacker that constantly makes ourselves feel bad and not worthy. And so when we don't feel worthy, we can't be worthy in a relationship. Like,
yeah, you take responsibility for everything and anything that's happening because you don't feel like you have other options. So for somebody that's going through this and listening to us today, you know, I think it would be important for us to hone in on a couple of things that people can do to work through these feelings. One, I would say, is take time to understand where your feelings are coming from. And Teresa has talked about it a little bit in the past, but there is a worksheet that helps you really think through your feelings. What's it called, Teresa?
There are two that you can use together, which is The Path to Calm and What's Underneath. So basically the tools, you can download them and practice them. But what you have to do is learn how to stop. You have to catch yourself when you're having stupid thoughts, guilty thoughts. Stop. And then either tell yourself to stop and just go away and build a habit of stopping. Or if you have the time, to say, where is this coming from? What is it that I'm actually feeling right now? And if it's feelings of guilt, then why do I feel guilty? What do I feel guilty about? Where does this feeling of guilt come from? And then after you figure that out, it should help you figure out, okay, what do I need to do to feel better? What do I need someone else to do to feel better? And what do I need to do in the long term to not go down this path over and over and over and over? Right. Yeah. So it's kind of easy to hear. I do think that one of the frames that I like is like, what happened? How does it make me feel? And what do I need to do? So see, feel, and then what do I need? What did I see? What do I feel? What do I need? And that's from the Center for Nonviolent Communication. I did not create it, but it's just very easy, right?
It's easy to download, find it.
The process is the same for all negative feelings, but with guilt specifically, it's hard because there's an added element of forgiveness.
Of yourself and others?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. If you feel guilty, then you did something wrong or something. So either you did something wrong or you didn't do something wrong. And then if you did do something wrong, you have to figure out how to get to a place of forgiveness for yourself and for others.
These are really useful tools that can help you. You know, Teresa and I process together all the time around these issues because we struggle and we know others are struggling out there. So hopefully you got some information that's useful today. But if you have other ideas, you can always send us an email to podcast@mhanational.org and let us know what your thoughts are.
Thanks, everybody, and keep on fighting in the open.
Thanks, guys.